Linux Voice, Issue 1, pages 84 to 87. OwnCloud 6, Run Your Own Cloud. Love having your data in the cloud? Scared that the NSA and GHQC are tapping it all? Then it's time to set up your own server. By Mike Saunders. Why do this? Share and sync files, contacts and calendars across all your devices. Collaborate on shared ODF documents with multiple users. Keep your data safe from prying eyes of big businesses. We're not big fans of buzzwords at Linux Voice. We don't leverage synergies. We don't harness data silos. And we most certainly don't streamline our paradigms. At first, the term cloud computing came under this umbrella of linguistic silliness because it basically meant doing stuff on somebody else's computers, like many people have already been doing for years. But over time, the term has become widely accepted, so we'll grudgingly use it. Bah, humbug. Now, there are many providers of cloud-like services on the net. Dropbox, for instance, provides data storage and file sharing, while Google's ever-growing range of services includes document collaboration, Google Drive, and calendars. Many of these third-party services are packed with features and are easy to use, but they all have one problem in common. They all have access to your data. If your files consist of nothing more than lolcat pictures, and your calendar is simply used to plan your pub visits, you're probably not concerned about this. But if you're storing sensitive information, such as business plans, then it's wise to be cautious, especially in the wake of the Snowden revelations and US Constitution burning NSA spying shenanigans. One way around this is to host your own cloud services. It sounds like a contradiction in terms. Isn't the point of cloud computing that you offload all the work to someone else? Well, yes, but by hosting your own cloud, you can still have some of the benefits such as sharing data and providing collaboration services across multiple machines and users. You control the hardware and software and determine who accesses your data, but you still have the convenience of cloud-like facilities. Arguably, the best open-source cloud package at the moment is OwnCloud, which reached version 6 in December. It's loaded with useful features for file storage, file sharing, calendars, and document collaboration, all accessible through a web browser. So here we'll show you how to set it up and explore the goodies contained therein. 1. Get it installed. You can install OwnCloud on a wide range of distros, and if you're just playing around to learn the software, it doesn't matter if you're using a rapidly changing, cutting-edge distro, Arch Linux for example. If you're planning to use OwnCloud for real work, however, we recommend using a highly stable and long-term supported distro, such as Debian or CentOS. We'll be using Debian 7.3 in this tutorial. OwnCloud is written in PHP. And can use a variety of web servers and databases. For simplicity's sake, we'll use the well-known Apache web server here, along with SQLite to store metadata for the files. This is perfectly fine for a typical setup. If you end up really hammering your own cloud server, though, you may want to switch to a more lightweight web server, such as Nginx, and a full-on database, such as MySQL, for extra performance. To get the dependencies on Debian 7.3, use the following command. apt-get install apache2 php5 libapache2-bod-php5 php5-sqlite php5-common php5-gd php-xml-parser php5-intl php5-mcrypt, php5-curl, ntp, curl, php5-imagic, php-apc. Along with Apache, PHP, and SQLite, this also adds some extras for generating thumbnail images of files and speeding up PHP scripts. Once these packages are installed, Apache should be started automatically. You can check that Apache is running by accessing the IP address of the Apache server in your browser, or going to http://127.0.0.1 if you've installed this on your local machine. Next, grab the .tar.bz2 file of the latest OwnCloud release from www.owncloud.org. At the time of writing, this was OwnCloud 6.0.0a.tar.bz2, but by the time you listen to this, a newer version may be available. If so, just replace the version number accordingly in the following command. Extract the archive into your web server's documents directory, for example, cd/var/www.tar/xfv/path-to-owncloud6.0.0a.tar.bz2. A bare installation takes up 155 megabytes. We're almost ready to start using OwnCloud now. But beforehand, we have to make a few tweaks. First, we need to create a data directory inside the OwnCloud installation and make it, along with the apps and config directories and the .ht access file, writable by the web server, which uses the www-data account in Debian mkdir/owncloud/data cd:\own-r:\www-data:\www-data:\apps-config.ht-access. Note that some other distros use different user accounts to www-data for Apache, such as HTTP or Apache. To find this out, run ps/aux and look for the apache2/httpd processes, and then the username in the first column from the output. Now we need to add some extra options to the Apache configuration file, which in Debian is /etc/apache2/apache2.conf. If you're using Apache 2.2, the default in Debian 7.3, then add this to the bottom of the file. There is an opening tag, which is /var/www/owncloud, followed by options, indexes, follow sim links, multiviews, allow override all, order, allow, comma, deny, allow from all, closing tag, directory. If you've installed OwnCloud in a different directory, change the path in the first line, and for Apache 2.4 systems, you'll need to change the allow from all line to read require all granted instead. Once you've made the changes, enable URL rewriting and restart Apache with the following commands. a2enmod rewrite service apache2 restart. For distros using systemd, try systemctl restart httpd.service to restart Apache. That's it. All the command line preparation is done now. Access the server in your web browser, for example, http://127.0.0.1/owncloud/, if it's installed on your local machine, and you should see the OwnCloud login screen. 2. Set it up. The first thing you'll need to do is create an admin username and password. OwnCloud will do some background work, setting up its database, and you'll be dropped into the main screen. A pop-up will point you to a selection of desktop and mobile apps you can use to access your OwnCloud installation. If you have a smartphone, it's worth trying these out. A good way to understand the relationship between the different features is to click on the Photos directory, and then the up arrow, and upload a random image from your collection. If you now go click the Pictures icon on the left, you'll see your newly uploaded image, albeit presented in a much more attractive manner than in the normal File Manager. While you're here, click on Activity on the left and you'll see a list of changes to your files. If you go back into the Files view and delete your image via the X button, you'll see a Deleted Files button appear in the top right, from which you can restore files to their original locations. Periodically, OwnCloud needs to execute some background jobs to manage its database and keep things running smoothly. By default, this background job is run every time you load a page in OwnCloud, but this impacts performance. It's much better to do it via a cron job. In Debian, run crontab-u www-data-e as root, and then add this line to the bottom of the file. */15**** php-f/var/www/owncloud/cron.php. This runs OwnCloud's cron.php script every 15 minutes. If your distro runs Apache under a different username, change it in the crontab command, and alter the path for owncloud/cron.php if you installed it in a different directory. Back in the OwnCloud web interface, click the admin username, top right, admin, and scroll down to the cron section. Make sure the cron option is ticked instead of Ajax or Webcron. By default, OwnCloud's upload limit is set to 513 megabytes, and potentially made even smaller by PHP settings, which isn't very useful if you plan to use it for backups and video files. To fix this, go to the file handling section of the admin page in OwnCloud and update the number to something more flexible, for example 8 gigabytes. You'll also need to change PHP's settings as well, so edit /etc/php5/apache2/php.ini, changing these lines. upload_max_filesize, post_max_size, output_buffering. For the first two, set them to 8G, and for the last one, use 8192. Restart Apache, as described earlier, and you'll be able to upload much larger files. What's new in OwnCloud 6? If you've been running OwnCloud for a while, and you're still using version 5, it's well worth upgrading to the latest release. Major new features include OwnCloud Documents. Edit rich text documents with other users. It's not as featureful as Google Drive just yet, but it's a major boost for OwnCloud and takes it way beyond just storage and calendars. The backend uses ODF, the same file format used by Open LibreOffice, so you can easily export your documents for local editing. User avatars. User accounts can now be accompanied by pictures. While this isn't a massive productivity boost, seeing images and not just names makes the interface nicer to work with. Activities. A new view shows you recent activity in your account, such as changes to files. Better conflict handling. Previous OwnCloud releases were a bit rubbish if you tried to upload a file that already existed, but you can now choose to replace or rename a file when you're uploading. 3. And explore it. It's not a good idea to use the administrator account for day-to-day work, so click on the admin button in the top right and then users from the menu. Here you can type a login name and password, and click the Create button to add the user to the database. If needed, you can also limit the amount of storage space allocated to the account. So, click Admin, Logout, and then log in with your normal user account. You're now ready to start exploring OwnCloud's features in depth. You already have a bit of experience with the Files view. It acts as a simple file manager and is a good way to organize your files so that you can access them from any machine on your network via a web browser. But wouldn't it be better if you could access own cloud data in a proper desktop file manager? Well, that's possible thanks to OwnCloud's web DAV support. In GNOME 3's Nautilus File Manager, click Files, connect to server, and enter the following. dav://127.0.0.1/owncloud/remote.php/webdav. Replace the IP address if necessary, and if you've enabled SSL support, change DAV to DAVS here. XFCE users can browse OwnCloud shares in Thunar by clicking Go, Open Location, and using the above address, while in KDE's Dolphin, click in the address area and enter webdav://127.0.0.1/owncloud/remote.php/webdav. After logging in with your OwnCloud username and password, you'll be able to browse your files and upload new ones by dropping them into the window. To share files with the outside world, hover over a file and click the Share button. You can either share the item with another user on the OwnCloud installation, or generate a link, optionally password protected, to give to anyone on the internet. OwnCloud's calendar is simple but useful. You can switch between day, week, and month views and click on an empty space to add an event. It's possible to set these events as all-dayers and make them repeat across multiple days. Under the Advanced button, you'll find options for adding extra information such as location, category, and description. If one calendar doesn't suffice for your work, click the cog icon in the top right, just beneath your username. Here you can add extra calendars and also customize the time zone and time format. As with the files view, you can also access your calendar from external apps. In the same settings panel, scroll down to the bottom where you'll see a URLs section. This provides you with CalDAV addresses that you can use with CalDAV compatible apps such as Contact and Evolution. Many mobile apps also support CalDAV, so you can keep your own cloud calendar up to date when you're on the road. In the Contacts view, you can add entries and group them together. The cog button here also provides some useful features. For instance, a card DAV URL that you can input into external contact management apps. Click the globe icon. It's also possible to export your contacts list in .vcf format. And here we come to the final big feature of OwnCloud, document collaboration. This was introduced in version 6, and while this is not especially useful for complicated documents at the moment, it does a decent job for basic rich text editing jobs. When you click the Documents view, you'll see that a sample has already been provided for playing around with, example.odt. Click on it, and you'll see a minimalist word processor-esque interface, letting you add basic formatting to the text. But the most interesting part of this is the collaboration. Start editing the text, and you'll see a coloured bar appear on the left-hand side, next to the paragraph that you modified. You'll notice that the colour of the bar matches the outline for your user icon on the right. Click on Share in the top left, and enter the name of another user, or the administrator if you've only created one user account. Then, in a different web browser, so that you can have multiple sessions going, log into your own cloud installation as that other user and go to the Documents view. You can now edit the document in both browser windows, seeing the changes that each user makes. OwnCloud Documents is still in its infancy, but it already provides a great escape from Google Drive for many jobs, and it will just keep on getting better and better. If you love Google Drive's convenience, but hate the thought of being spied on, why not give it a go? How to enable secure SSL connections. If you plan to access your own cloud installation from the outside world, you'll want to enable SSL connections to encrypt your data as it travels across the internet. Here's how. First, make sure that you have OpenSSL installed, apt-get install OpenSSL, and enabled in Apache A2EN mod SSL. Then create a self-signed SSL certificate as follows. mkdir /etc/apache2/SSL. OpenSSL /rec-new-x509-days/365-nodes-out/etc/apache2/ssl/owncloud.pem-keyout/etc/apache2/ssl/owncloud.key. Now create /etc/apache2/conf.d/owncloud.conf with the following contents. Virtual host 127.0.0.1:443. SSL engine on. SSL certificate file /etc/apache2/ssl/owncloud.pem. SSL certificate key file /etc/apache2/ssl/owncloud.key. Document root /var/www. Directory owncloud. Allow override all. Order allow, deny. Allow from all. Closing tag directory. Closing tag virtual host. If you're not testing OwnCloud on your local machine, replace 127.0.0.1 in the first line with the IP address of your OwnCloud server. You can discover this by running the ifconfig command on the server. And, of course, change the paths to the OwnCloud installation where necessary. Restart Apache and access OwnCloud via HTTPS, for example, https://127.0.0.1/owncloud/. OwnCloud on the Raspberry Pi? Yes, it's possible, and no, the performance isn't great. If you've overclocked your Pi, you're using SQLite, and you've set up the cron job as described previously, your OwnCloud installation will be fine for light usage, but you'll have to accept some sluggishness here and there. Of course, there are advantages to installing on a Pi. You end up with a silent, tiny, and very power-efficient OwnCloud server that you can plug into your network somewhere and then forget about. Because current versions of Raspbian are based on Debian 7, you will be able to follow this tutorial without major alterations. One thing you may want to change, however, is the location of the OwnCloud data directory. If you'll be using OwnCloud for storing large files, it's better to move this directory off the SD card and onto an external drive. You can do this in the initial part of OwnCloud configuration when you access the web interface for the first time to create an administrator username and password. Click Advanced underneath and you'll be able to assign the data directory to a different location. Just make sure that it's writable by Apache.